Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the privilege of being called your child and called out of darkness into your marvelous kingdom to know you and to live by your faith so as to partake of the path that you set out for us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our readings this morning is Galatians chapter 3 from 10 to 14.
For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. For it's written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it's evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith.
Hallelujah. Praise God, the righteous live by faith, and God calls us and he gives us a faith for the new birth, asking for the Holy Spirit, and because we're in the kingdom, that's very necessary, because the kingdom is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then by the Spirit, he takes that which is of Jesus and reveals it to us, and then as we love that and embrace that, the Father and the Son comes and reveals himself to us and lives with us, builds us up, strengthens us, establishes us. So I just want to share a powerful testimony. We're busy praying for our own ministries, with myself, Gordon, and missionary Meshach, and then also praying for revival in South Africa, Africa, and the world. And so I'm treating them to the beauty around us. So the day before, or a couple of days ago, we went to the what is it?
Isimangaliso.
And you know, as we ride in there, it just looks like there's no animals, it looks like there's nothing. But that negativity, I don't speak, because I know where it comes from. But then the beauty is we saw what we've never seen before. You don't see crocodiles. We saw three crocodiles, and one of them we saw eating a fish. The hippos you can see, but normally just their eyes stick out of the water. We saw two hippos out of the water grazing. And then we saw hyena as well. So yesterday again we going to Umfolozi, the park, and as the word says, acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. So acknowledge him, and the idea comes, I'm just going to go to the Umfolozi, and the picture, go into just the Umfolozi side, cross the river, ride that area, I know the area, and then come back. So we go, and again the negative voice as we ride in, see nothing. Yeah. And it's but then we saw some giraffe, and then we got to the river, and the river is flowing over the bridge. But what was the faith? We're going, that's where I'm going. So I'm just keeping my faith, and we ride through, and as we ride through, I feel the back of the bucky move a bit with the force of the water. But we get through, and we go again, see no animals. And then to combat the negativity, I said to Gordon and Meshach, what do you want to see? So Gordon says, I want to see a lion, and Meshach says an elephant. Yeah, so I think to myself, I've never seen a lion here myself in 8 years, and but lots of elephants. So Meshach has got a better chance of seeing the elephants. We ride a bit further. Yeah, we see a male lion on the left-hand side. And then we ride further, and we're looking for elephants and we just can't find elephants. But all the time I'm riding, I'm thinking about this crossing this river. And I'm thinking about crossing the river. What scriptures, through the great and precious promises, we escape the corruption in the world? What promises are there about rivers, crossing rivers? And all I can remember is, see, somewhere in Isaiah, there's a scripture that says, you will go through the fire and you will go through the water. So that's all the through is means through. You're going to go through. So that's all I can get. And then I'm thinking about, you know, being washed with the current there. I know there's a bit of a pavement or a wall, you can say, about half a meter on the sides. So that comes to me. So I'm riding and we've seen some animals and that. We'll send some of the photos. But my big worry is crossing. But what I'm also not worrying so much is because the rain was a good 3-4 days before this is the water flowing down. So my thinking is this water can only get less, and we just need to get back because there was a promise to be a storm, but we trusted God that the storm won't come until we've done what we need to do. So I just need to get back before the storm comes and more water falls into the river. So we ride back, and as we come down to the river crossing, and I see one car on one side and one car on the other side, and I just plow in. And I hear one of the guys saying, Trevor, the water is deep. It's much more water. Won't make it. But I'm just like a bull in a china shop. I just keep going. And the next moment you feel the car start moving to get pushed off, carried with the water. And then I was just counting on this wall on the side. And the next minute it gripped and on the wall. And boom, it pulled through. And we came through, but then I was so blessed, and because but as we were going, as we took the plunge and just gonna just go forward, I just heard the guys pray, Gordon and Meshach. So it was just Jesus, thank you, Jesus, save us, Jesus. So praise God. So we got through, but then the what if, you know, I would be ashamed with my wife, have lost a car. Some guys might have drowned, and shouldn't I have done this? The what if, and the shoots came in, and this is yesterday, 1 o'clock. So now I'm only talking about it, and then I just come to that place of, you know, I was single minded, I kept my focus, I pushed through, held on to the promise, and God took us through. So we saw a miracle. We really saw a miracle. It was a miracle that we weren't washed off that bridge, and we came through. And yeah, so, and I'm not ashamed because no one's life was low. There's not a scratch on the bucky, nothing's wrong, but we threw. And so it's praise God, but still I'm in this. I've been humbled. I've been really humbled. And will I do it again? No, I don't believe I would be so. I was just so like a bull in a china shop, just focused on came that way, go that way. And you always ponder after something like this. And so next time I would bring the others into the picture, you know, and say I'm worrying about the river, or wait till I got to the river and then seen how it was, and then asked, and then maybe done a not. Maybe would have done an alternative, done something else, gone back, and there's a long way around to actually get out. But yeah, the righteous live by faith, and praise God, I'm not ashamed. God is good, carried us through, and it's a miracle, and that's why I just needed to share it with you. And then when I came back, I went and looked at that scripture because I wanted to look at it. And you know what it says? He says, because I redeemed you and because I called you by name. And I believe there's not just me that's redeemed and called by my name, but Gordon and Meshach is called by name for redemption. God's got a plan with their lives. And he says, and when you go through the waters, it will not overwhelm you. And So some translation says when you go through the flood, it will not wash you away. Hallelujah. So praise God, that scripture was just the answer, even in the midst of dogginess, just holding fast and just going forward. It's still God proved himself faithful to his word. So be blessed, stay, build on the word, but also just get understanding and just flow with the Son of God. I'm thinking of that scripture. The Son of God has come and he's given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. And the understanding is the faith of God, to unite your faith with God's faith by holding on to the word. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed.
Thank you, Lord, for your love and your care, your mercy, your grace, your protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.